Time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Happy Valentine's Day, Australia. What a great day on the calendar. Wouldn't have any idea if someone hadn't told me. Hey, what a great Friday show yes. It is. Always a ripper on a Friday. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day,
here
Mickey.
We go.
G'day, Jane.
Let's boot this baby home for another week.
All right, let's
clown.
Do it.
Will.
We've got very strong clowns coming up today.
It's good. We're going to play some bits from the week. It is top shelf.
Heaps of clowns to get through. My pork barrel, I think we're still going with this.
Wow, we are.
Well, it's in the news again today.
It's news again today. Apparently now they weren't all eligible.
Oh, really?
That was that. So the only defence they had, feeble as it was, has just crumbled.
Mm. When did that change?
Basically, you just give it to whoever you want.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Adam Rosenbach, friend of the show, will be flying in. I can't wait to see what he's up to.
We have got some food updates,
food news.
I always do too, because batter on fish seems to be a big question.
Gravy on pasta.
On or off? Gravy on pasta? Yikes.
There's the Lygon Street is in flames as we speak.
Do we say the song Whisperer?
Week in review. You didn't say the song Whisperer. We'll have both of those. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Yes.
Let's start at the top. Are you Valentine's Day? Are you doing anything specific for Valentine's Day?
I'm actually doing something lovely, almost perfect for Valentine's Day.
What are you doing?
I'm going to a wedding.
You're going to a wedding?
Yes.
Whose wedding are you going to?
Well, they're a lovely couple.
I'm sure they are, but it's just funny to tell the story.
It's my husband's golf coach.
Oh, how romantic.
So on a Valentine's Day when he could be doing something lovely with you, he can get his golf coach.
Well, I say it's a double whammy because you know how much I love weddings. So we get to go out for dinner.
And he gets to hang out with his golf coach.
He gets
coach.
To hang It's he'll a win-win as far as we're concerned.
He'll be swinging a club in the church. Yes. I know him.
I know he will.
Everyone in that room will be.
He will be practicing his swing.
He would leave you for a golf coach. That's the only person you have to wait.
Look at the golf coach is a man.
You should
Rowan and Jane.
You should be thankful that his golf coach is getting married.
I should be. Otherwise, they'd elope together.
Because that's the only other serious relationship that man has.
And except with you.
In his life.
Buddy. Yes. Now, what about yourself? What's your...
Here's my approach. So I'm going to spam. So I'm going to send out Valentine's Day flowers to about 30, 40.
Okay.
And see if I get a nibble.
See what comes back.
Just see what comes back.
It's not bad.
I'm playing the odds.
Yeah.
I'm quite confident you get
like
lots
that.
Of
Do
nibbles.
Do you think I'll be okay?
Yeah, and I think you'll get yourself in trouble then. But what kind of flowers are you sending? You know I'm very particular.
I'll send you geraniums. No, carnations for you. No. I got your carnations.
You better not have.
I didn't get your present.
Did you?
Yeah.
Can I give my present first to you?
Sure.
You guys.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I'm getting you this. No, don't guess. It might have been something that's come up, I think, even this week. Let's just go back to something you said.
Oh,
it's a
God,
crazy dream that you had.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Hey, yes, you do. Hang on. No, there was. No, I can't. Well, you give me your
present
first.
I'll give you mine and you can work it out.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Let me see.
It's a lot of, I don't know, for whatever it is, it's taken me a lot of effort.
This looks like it's freshly bought in the last 15 minutes. Hang on. Gina Liano perfume.
Gina Liano.
Nice. You know her.
Just so that whiff of Gina when it comes into the room. I mean, it's the only missing piece for you.
But see, you didn't know which one to get me. So you've got Gina, you've also got me scent of Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Oh. I just feel.
Private show.
Hello.
Now, hang on.
I just remember this studio is a very small room, so don't overdo it.
Mick, thank you.
All right, I think
I want to do a sniff on each year?
Okay. One on each year.
All right, now
I reckon I'm onto what you were doing.
No, do you want to hear the audio?
This is something you talked about at the beginning of the week. Yes.
Okay. So I had the most beautiful house ever. It was absolutely. You can't even imagine it. It's just a palace, except for this one room. Mm-hmm. And I go in this one room, and it's terrible. It's dark and it's dank, and it's moist and it's smell. It's just horrific.
Mm.
Until I get this blue vase, and I place the blue vase on the shelf in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, wow, that dream is crazy. I tell it to my girlfriend at the time, who goes down to the library and comes back with a book that has a chapter called The Blue Vase.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Happy Valentine's Day, Mick.
I wonder what it could be.
It's not wrapped very
nice. It's not big enough and it's not blue enough.
Hang on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's perfect.
Oh, my God.
What is it, Mick?
It's a blue chamber
vase.
Pot. It's a blue vase. Thank you. Do you know what? I had a terrible, terrible thought, and I know you very well, and I went...
What did you think when you
this
said...
This is Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle. I am going to lose my mind. If I'd have opened that bag and seen a goop tag, I would have lost it.
I would have been so impressed with myself
Thank
if
you.
I'd got that for
That's
you.
That's actually quite impressive.
Well, I hope you have good dreams
put
from
some
that.
Flowers,
do you know what I'm going to put in? So put some carnations in it and send it back to you.
No, don't want the carnations.
Hey,
right.
What are you doing?
Oh. What?
For,
we're
Liz?
Going to go see Michael Bublé tomorrow
and
night.
And what present have you got, Liz?
That's the present.
Well, here's another one you can give her.
What's this?
It's perfume. It's Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé's perfume.
Oh, fantastic. I'll wrap that up and give that to her.
You can smell like Bublé.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a scent?
That's so sweet. Thank you.
I mean, you know, not.
I've told you what the name of. I've told you the name of my perfume would be called.
Woofie.
Stress by Jane King.
Liquid stress.
Liquid, just stress. one day I will. I'm going to talk to the people at Chemist Warehouse.
Where should I put it? I'll put it in and I'll make my life whole again.
It will. Yeah. Now your life is whole.
Symbolic.
Shut up, Dave.
Okay.
Hey, look, and also I want to say for some people really hate Valentine's Day.
Now, I like guys who don't do much.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you're doing and we'll tell you if you're going to get away with
all
it.
Right. Yeah, 1-333-53-53
Get amongst it.
What are you up
to? Yeah. Just tell me what you think you might get away with.
I thought dangerous, Dave. I would have thought
you've still got 2 hours to shop, guys.
Two tickets to Bublé would be good if they weren't comps. But they're
comp
comps.
Ticket.
She doesn't
comps.
Know that. She doesn't know.
She does now.
We're here thanks to Makita's range of cordless garden tools for Makita's cordless power garden range.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yep. What have you done? What are you going to do? Are you panicking? When we said it before, did you realise for the first time it was Valentine's Day? Yes. There's all kinds of capers going on out there. Let's start with Jason. Jason, what's your grand plan?
The kids and I are going camping. The wife's home with the newborn.
Well, that's really lovely of you to do that because you've got four. How many kids have you got?
We got three.
Wow. Is that lovely or is that self-serving?
No.
Let's get out of the house with the kids and we'll go to the great outdoors. Mum, newborn.
I say that anything that leaves you just with a newborn so you can both sleep at the same time and you can stay in your nightie all day and don't have to get food for everybody.
You're painting a wonderful picture. Now,
it's
what
true.
If,
it's good, Jason.
Jason, how long are you going for?
The whole weekend. We'll be back late Sunday.
Well, allow Sunday. If you'd stayed till about Wednesday or Thursday, I reckon you're starting.
That's all very right. Nice of
Good
you,
plan.
Jason. Well done. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
What are you doing?
What are you doing for Valentine's?
Well, I'm finishing late. I'm a truck driver driving back from Mount Martha down to Laverton. That's where my depot is. So and my wife's craving for KFC all week.
Oh, yum.
Yum.
Yeah, so I'm...
you're going to get a bucket?
So, hang on, mate. So you're gonna swing by the drive-thru and pick up some KFC, come home late and go, Happy Valentine's
Day. Surprise, Happy Valentine's Day, yeah.
Yeah, you're getting nothing. there'll be no...
Well, she's been craving it. Yeah. That's her favourite.
Get the bucket. At least get the bucket. Get the bucket.
I'll be getting the bucket, yeah.
Does she drink, does she drink wine?
She always complains that I don't get her anything. So
you come home with a bucket.
Yeah.
You might want to stop off at the servo.
KFC should
and
do.
And get a little bunch of flowers as well.
KFC could do a heart-shaped bucket.
Not a bad idea.
Happy Valentine's.
Chocolate and gravy.
Just something extra
added. Do you know
they
make crocs now? Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw they made KFC crocs.
Really?
Yeah, they're like $500 or something.
I should be followed home by every dog in town.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you.
What you got planned?
That'd be a good present, though, KFC
well,
crocs.
Well, I'm on my way home, so I've hidden some chocolates and flowers at home. But the best thing is, I've got my wife this card, and it's two halves of an avocado, and it says, we're a perfect couple.
Oh, that's very
Why
nice.
An avocado?
Because avocados cut in half and they're a pear.
Is it brown? Yeah. Is it brown on the inside?
Don't be Debbie Downer
Where
about avocados.
Is it soft?
No, it's perfectly ripe.
Is it one of those?
I just thought it spoke love.
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
Dean, you sound pretty romantic.
I don't think of avocado. Mango, Listen. Maybe. They're 2 hours of a mango. Go get a mango daiquiri.
They're messy, though, mango.
Dean, well done. Well done for remembering and buying chocolates.
He's not hosting a food show, mate. It's Valentine's Day. Well,
Shut
I thought
up
if
about
we could
avocados.
Put your lover a mango. Oh, okay. I'm talking mangoes now.
Well, don't talk mangoes to me. Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe.
G'day, guys. How are you?
What you doing? What you getting?
When we speak to you, Joe. what are you doing, mate?
Oh, I might be in a bit of strife for the first time in a while. I'm on my way home and need to put fuel, so I think some servo flowers might be on the car.
Well, you better hope there's some left.
Yeah. The old servo flowers, eh?
Can I give advice?
I'm in 15. 15, I might be in a bit of strife.
Joe.
It's nothing like a sad rose smelling of petrol.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I say a big fat pass if they're all different colours?
Really?
You know, at least he's picking up fuel. If you're picking up fuel for your wife's car, putting that in your wife's car, that would not sound
like what he's doing. Does it, Joe?
No, he's got to pick up fuel if he wants to.
Why don't I get her a really fat, like a Vogue magazine or something like that, and some chocolates?
From a servo, it's going to cost you about $20.
Yeah.
No, it won't. No. They're just one price.
Get one of those. Get a people a picture magazine.
That's right.
Anything wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
Go in.
Sure, Joe
fill
can
the
spare
tank,
$20 for his wife.
Dodgy mag out the
Thanks,
back.
Joe. Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Heath, what are you doing?
Page four.
So we're having an incredibly romantic evening with Safeway flowers and Uber Eats.
Well,
good on you.
Do you know what?
They have really good flowers at probably called Woolworths now, or Safeway.
But yeah, Woolworths, yeah. But the reason for this is that I've been doing the canteen duty at school today.
Oh,
yeah, good.
You've already done it.
You're going to get a root.
Oh, okay. Pardon me.
You've done all the heavy lifting.
Quite graphic.
Yeah.
I like your voice, Heath. You sound very romantic.
Upset the happy couple.
Shut up.
Flirting with the listeners.
I'm not flirting. I said Heath has got a nice sounding voice.
You're better than that.
Yeah.
Sound a bit desperate.
I sound desperate. Sorry, Heath.
Sorry, Heath. Time for one more.
Yeah.
Ash, what are you doing?
Not doing much at all.
Why is that? What's your decision based on?
Well, it's based on every man and his dog's going to go out.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone's going getting flowers and that, so I might as well just wait till Tuesday and I'll take the doll out to the movies.
I like your thinking, Ash.
Okay, give him a prize. That's the most
brilliant. Hang on.
You
haven't heard what I have to say about this.
He's thinking outside the box. He's not competing. Probably because you...
How long have you been engaged for, Ash?
Four and a half years now, I think.
Oh, 4.5 years?
Yep.
Get married, you goose. What are you doing?
I got engaged with her. She had a kid. That buys me a couple of years.
Ash, I'm seriously, you are not getting any sex.
There we are. Give him a slab.
Brick Lane, we've got a slab coming your way, which, by the way, available at Dan Murphy's and First Choice Liquor Market.
Yeah,
and how's this?
Sorry, that's great for Ash again. The Brick Lane's are brilliant.
Wrap it up and give it to your partner.
All right.
Yeah. Between the Tanks with Tim Rogers from UMI, who's a favourite with this network, is doing a show tomorrow at Brick Lane Brewery. That's in Melbourne at Dandenong South. So if you're keen, I'd go bricklanebrewing.com because this should be huge. That's amazing.
We've got two tickets to give away.
Oh, no kidding.
We'll give it away for a Valentine's Day present.
Oh,
give us a call.
133353.
And we'll be back with Crown of the Week.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Defecating on streets.
He's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
Knock, knock, may I come in?
Who will be...
The complete clown.
Clown of the week.
Sellmycar.com.au. Cash for your car, fast.
Still trying to get my head around you at Bublé.
Be fun, will it?
I love him.
Yeah, I love him. It's romantic, isn't it? Like, it's a real couples sort of night.
He's great. He's so entertaining.
Sinatra numbers, and I'll be swinging.
It had to be you.
Do it now. I'd be sitting there hoping if there was going to be a terrorist attack in that room at that time, if I was sitting in that
You know what the really ridiculous thing is? You would love Michael Bublé.
Does he do, like, really witty monologues between the songs that go on and on?
Oh, well, he might have some good stories to tell.
Hey, do you know what he'd do? He'd focus in on you and know that you would be quite bleak.
Because it'll be Valentine's. Yeah. Everyone will be... It'll be just full of people who are too old and should know better.
It'll be a night of
trying to recapture some long-lost idea they vaguely remember, which is love.
And you're single.
Hey,
so you'd be there by yourself.
We'd be there with a blow-up doll. Now, mysterious radio signals. How's this?
Yeah, this is bizarre.
Mysterious radio signals from space have been being sent from somewhere 1.5 billion light years away.
Holy moly.
This is incredible. And the signal keeps repeating every 16 days.
Interesting.
This is incredible. It's a breakthrough. There's people whose job. It's the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping people. And that's what they do. They pretty much wait for signals.
Yep.
They've got one.
There's a
pattern. It's coming in.
Pattern in the bursts.
I can play it for you.
Can you?
It's faint.
Okay. All right, we'll tune. Do I have to turn the,
we'll just see if you
turn
can,
the radio up? Okay.
But this is, I mean, if you are down at the space station or you're at the satellite dish and this came through.
You pick it up.
You would probably wonder what's going on.
Okay. Listen, here it is.
How far has they sent that?
They're hearing the most requested song ever, Toto.
From the planet Toto.
Wow.
Africa.
It's 1.5 billion miles away.
Well, that's interesting that they're aware that
Toto
exists.
Could be further.
Exists.
I wish it was further. But maybe it is a parallel universe. It's a parallel universe. It's a doppelganger. It's a doppelganger Earth. But it's, I mean, if you're going to send a signal, would you send Toto?
Well, obviously they've tuned into what's popular.
Yeah.
Because there's another good track.
That is a terrible song. You wouldn't be doing
what?
That.
Africa?
Yeah,
come
Dave.
On.
Mate, you just say
you
this.
Don't like anything.
You're I'm not going to have this like argument anything. On the House of M's.
We are going to have this argument.
We like our rock. Me. Manly.
Yes, your content director, the head of all the music, everyone, Fitzy, he said this is really one of the most favourite and requested songs on the Triple M network.
Men. Weezer did an amazing cover
men.
Of it. It was so good that they covered
but
the song.
But Triple M is men. And some hot chicks.
Yeah.
All right.
We're a bit thin on the ground at the moment. But
let's
get
to it.
Eventually.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to clown Joaquin Phoenix.
You don't like him at all.
Well, I don't care about him as a person. Just act for me. I don't want a lecture about cow's milk. Let's have a listen to what he said.
I think that we've become very disconnected from the natural world. We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby, even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable. And then we take her milk that's intended for her calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal. We can create, develop, and implement systems of change that are beneficial to all sentient beings and to the environment.
Yeah, no. Wow. If Sir David Attenborough said that, I'd listen.
Wouldn't he be boring at home?
That's what I was just thinking.
Shut up, Joaquin.
Imagine having to go for dinner with Joaquin Phoenix.
Don't shit me, Joaquin.
How tedious.
Don't leave. Go and have some fun.
Okay.
Go milk a cow.
I'll tell you who didn't have a good day the other day.
Who?
Brian May.
Brian May.
But
you're doing
we're clowning.
Well to agitate Brian May.
One of the nicest.
You're going to clown Brian May.
No, I'm clowning the cameraman in Brisbane who was aggressive and a dickhead and went the world's most loved man, Brian May. Let's have a listen. Go, poor Brian, listen.
Yeah, you got to stop though, because I ain't doing
please,
this.
Please, man. Excuse me. We said no.
Come on,
mate. All right, is this going to get ugly? Because you put it down now or else something ugly happens. Do you understand?
Come on, mate. Just do us a favour.
You stop now.
Come on, please.
Mate, please. No, I'm serious. No, I'm deadly serious.
After putting the news camera away, our cameraman, a self-proclaimed Queen fan, pulled out his mobile to get a personal video.
The other guy's doing it on his phone now. You're so clever, aren't you? What a parasite you are. Just leave us alone, will you? Do you not understand?
Come on.
All right. All right, come on, babe. You go away now!
After lashing out at our cameraman, May's ushered back to his car and apologises to the group watching on.
I'm sorry if I was made ugly by this guy. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the story was he was just at Brisbane Airport, saw some young kids, doesn't usually jump out of his car to go, but just thought, went and had a chat to them. The cameraman was there. He let them film them for a minute. Then he said, mate, you got your pictures. Now can you please go? He wouldn't go. He didn't speak. He went a close-up on Brian's face. That's when it all went ridiculous.
Yeah, you made him
uncool.
Bad. 1-3-5-3, give us a call. Who do you want to clown? Let's get into it.
All right, clown of the week.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And thanks to sellmycar.com.au, cash for your car fast. This is Clown of the Week.
Are we getting another radio signal? This is from a single source, half a billion light years from Earth. So it's taking a long time to get here. And
so you're suggesting that there's another life form.
I don't know. I don't know.
Parallel to our universe.
We're just getting messages from somewhere around.
Oh, here comes another one, guys. Another one's coming through now. Yeah.
We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby.
Oh my God, they have the same award.
Even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable.
Wow.
Jeez.
Sounds
like a boring planet.
I hope
they're not milking cows on that planet. I hope there are no cows
inseminating
on wherever that's coming from.
Bloody hell.
Why don't you go and shut up? How about that? All right, now what have you got?
What have I got here? All right, Bob Catter.
Yeah.
Oh.
For his outburst in Parliament on Wednesday.
He's done it again. He keeps coming.
He was very cross at a question a journalist asked, and this is what he said to her.
Don't lead me into your rubbish.
right? Don't you keep taking us on flights of fancy. Your city lilypad lefty mindset, right? So I'm not going to answer your questions because they insult us as a race of people.
But why are you also saying you said you're opposed to the voice? Today.
I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to you because we listen to the likes of you, and that's because...
You are asking
a most pejorative question. And it is absolutely represents the problems that we've got. I'm not answering. Don't open your mouth again because I get very angry.
Oh, my God.
I'm angry enough now.
Look, well, he says he's boss. Why can't he speak to people like that?
If you're a city lily pad lefty, and we'll give you a ticket to something.
Sorry, but he's just as rude. Oh, well, I want to clown the person who was in charge of the St. Catherine's Schoolgirls in Melbourne, Victoria.
A bit harmless.
Who drove a car at 13 through a drive-thru McDonald's. Now, I'm sorry, but it sounds pretty funny to me. But let's have a listen anyway to the girls ordering their Macs.
I know how to drive. No, I'm not even pressing the pedal because I don't need to.
Okay, click brake, click brake, brake, brake,
brake.
Can I get a Big Mac? Skip a shot for the price. Why are you staring at me? Please don't get my apple pie.
Can we please get 4 Big Macs?
4?
Yep. And 20 chicken nuggets?
Yep.
3 large chips?
3 large chips.
Oh, my God, guys.
A McFlurry.
A McFlurry. And 5 apple pies. And a chocolate milkshake.
Was that a medium?
Yes, please.
She's hung in there, the girl in the shop.
See, that's she it. Didn't miss a beat. And respect to the young girl who was
McDonald's.
We could
clown you for a couple of things.
Me?
For saying you hate Bruce Springsteen's music.
I did not
you
say that.
You said that earlier in the week.
I did not. You have no evidence of me saying that whatsoever.
Oh, no, I've got the evidence. Take a listen.
As a musician, as a guitarist, and a singer-songwriter myself, I respect the poetry.
From highly strung.
Yes. I respect the poetry of the boss. And
But you're not a fan of his music.
No, I've told you, one of my favourite songs of all time is Secret Garden. Where did I say that I hate the boss?
You did go into that. You did.
You're a big fat liar. You really are.
I'm offended by liar. Now...
I didn't. You wanted to? Do you want to clown me for anything else?
Well, no, yeah, so you're saying you'd cut Kerry a bit more.
No, well, I don't.
You
know
did
what?
Say that. You've been out of sorts. Have a listen.
If I see Bickmore, she's number 4 and I'm number 6, I'll cut her.
Okay, thank you.
Well, my apologies, Kerry. She knows I'm joking. I mean, I would cut her hair. If she asked me to.
Oh, no, we've got Emma. Yeah. The trailer, is
here
it there?
It is. Yeah, take a listen.
Woodhouse? You will never guess what has happened. Robert Martin has offered me his hand. Do you advise me?
Oh, no, no, no. The words must be your own. You must be the best judge of your own happiness.
I have now not quite determined.
Oh, it's so quaint.
And really almost made up my mind. To... refuse, Mr. Martin.
Mr. Knightley.
Surely that's enough.
This is your doing.
She's the natural daughter of nobody knows.
Gentlemen, gentlemen.
Mick wants to hear the whole lot.
Upon my word.
Emma, they're here.
With whom will you dance?
Find a girlfriend. I take her to Emma tonight.
Mother, you must sample the tart.
If you had a girlfriend.
Find a girlfriend, I would take her to Emma tonight.
No, you wouldn't.
I would
I don't believe
to show
it.
How much I loved her.
To show her how much you want to get her in the
spotlight. As a demonstration of my...
No, I don't believe you.
Is there another... We're getting another alert. We're getting another pulse from overseas.
Let me just check from NASA.
Half a billion miles away.
Oh, there is one coming through.
This is amazing.
Yeah, take a listen.
Jeez.
What's going on?
Space. You can even hear Kevin Bloody Roof. Wow. I think
what?
I like the sound of this planet.
Not bad.
Let's start communicating. Hey, when we come back, is it pork barrel time?
It is. Now, if you've got a club, listen to me. I'm going to look after you. The government won't. The federal government.
Because you're shonky.
Won't.
You're as shonky as the federal government.
I'm not shonky,
and the way they dish out money.
I don't care how. I just who's got the best idea that appeals to me at the time.
You've got a pork barrel. You're going to give it to a sporting club. Yeah. You don't care who it is.
It doesn't matter what type of club it is. Doesn't even have to be sporting.
You don't even have to be legitimate now.
No, you don't.
See that? They weren't even.
Well, that
eligible.
Sucks.
No, that's right. $500, by the way.
$500. I got 1-3-3-5-3 for your club.
Okay.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Kennedy's
Pork Barrel.
133353, wherever you are in Australia, get involved. You might get yourself a bit of cash coming your clock.
Well, we're taking the leaf out of the government's, you know,
we're just giving it out. We don't care why.
Yeah, we're giving out to clubs that you've got.
You claimed a scalp. You got rid of her, Bridget. She's gone.
I didn't get rid of Bridget. Bridget resigned.
Waged a campaign.
She resigned. She realised that she'd broken the rules because she was a member of the gun club. She was a member, you know.
Yeah, well. And now we find out all the grants weren't eligible. That was their one.
But have the rules changed between now and then? When
have you got a quote there from Scott Morrison? Have a listen closely to what he says.
Okay.
When
he's defending the reason.
No, for the reason for it. But have a look at this little out clause.
The rules were followed. Guidelines are separate issues.
Guidelines.
The rules were followed. I mean, guidelines are a separate issue.
So are rules and guidelines different?
This guy has got a way of trying to manipulate the truth that just...
I'm going to use that at home.
Yeah.
Rules and guidelines. That's my new rule at home.
Oh, so that was like core promises, remember? Yes, it was a promise, but it wasn't a core promise. Yeah. Our core promise is a promise.
Yeah.
This is Morrison perpetuating the exact same thing. So Gary, let's go. Come
Gary,
on.
What's your club?
Hello.
What do you need at your club? What is it?
Sports club. It's got to be a sports
club. Like, sports club. We'd like a nice big television up on the wall.
So I'll just give it
What's your club, mate?
It's the Cryo Tigers Baseball Club in Geelong.
Right. Now, what do you want your big telly for?
Oh, just so we can sit there and watch whatever other sort that's up on the telly.
It'll be stolen, won't it? It'll be stolen. Put a brand new TV up.
Don't need any more bats or uniforms or anything like that.
Oh, no, I've got plenty of all that. Plenty of all that.
You got the Racing Channel? Do you want us to fund the Racing Channel as well?
All right. Thank you very much, Gary.
Good
we'll have
Gary.
Consider that. We'll have a thing.
In the hunt.
Yeah.
Seems fairly selfish.
Gail.
Yes.
Tell me about your club.
We are Germana Tigers Darts Club.
Gee, Tigers is popular.
And what do you want?
Well, we need a new electronic scoreboard.
Oh, they're good.
Doesn't somebody use chalk and a blackboard? It doesn't feel right.
That sounds like something that could be actually needed at a sports club. So by its nature, it doesn't interest us.
Can you think of something else?
Can you think of something less
realistic?
Well, the thing is, after you've had a couple of drinks, a few of the boys struggle adding up.
Oh, really? So it needs to be electronic. No, that's a better sell to me.
Nothing else?
We could do with a couple of new dartboards.
You're talking turkey.
That's it.
We could splurge on that.
Gail, we like the sound of that. Hang in there. Stand by. Hello, Norm.
Hi there. How are you going?
Good, Norm. What's your club?
Yeah, Narrewarren Central Gun Club.
Yeah, what do you need?
We need new guns and a new target and a new lot of ammunition.
What kind of guns?
Are you going on a heist, on a crime spree or something? What do you need all this stuff for?
Well, we've got realistic plastic ones from the $2 shop in Narrewarren.
Norm, are you talking about cap guns?
Yeah.
What is it? I'm confused.
We have to be specific. This is the Central Gun Club that has cap guns. Is that right?
Yeah, because they're less dangerous, right?
Yeah, I get that bit.
And we've got the target on the wall that I got from America when I was over there.
Mm.
And we've pinched the kid's stuffed wombat, Eric. And the kangaroo, boomer, and also...
But they're not the target, are they, Norm? Don't tell me that, or you're not getting
anything. No, they're going to be sitting there so they can use
Norm, are you down the gun club right now?
I am.
Have you had a couple?
No.
Norm, is this a legitimate club?
What's going on, Norm?
We have a couple of memberships going.
Okay, Norm.
And we've got you, Dave.
Stand by, Norm. Stand by, and we'll have a think about that. Hello, Henry.
I'm worried about Norm.
Henry.
G'day, how you going?
Good, thanks.
G'day, how you going?
What's going on?
What do you want?
I was listening, and you said it didn't have to be any necessarily legitimate club. I'm a member of a primary school. I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
And our club, a special little club, I guess, at our school. It's a lovely place, but... We're trying to raise money for a defib machine. We've got a student with a medical condition. And
that sounds really legitimate and realistic. And
a defibrillator for a kid who needs
to save a life.
You're like me, Nick. You can barely say the word. But they're worth about $3,000, and we've raised about $700 so far.
So we've got to do something good.
If you could, it'd be fantastic.
Got to look into
your heart. We'll have to think about that because...
It's called a pork barrel. That sounds too needy.
That is a legitimate needy cause.
It's an incredible thing that you're doing.
Yes, and we'd say it's very needy.
It's a good guy.
If you rang up in any other segment, we'd probably help.
But we're here to follow in the steps of the federal government and do something.
We'll get back to you. Good luck with that one, Jay.
Oh, God. Okay, hello, Heath. How are you going?
G'day, Mick and Jay.
What do you want?
I don't want it. I'm ringing up for my wife. They
have a netball team that play every Wednesday, a bunch of girls.
Hey,
they wouldn't know their way. They couldn't find a court, those women. Heath, straight down the beach.
That is what your wife tells you she's doing.
Heads off in her skirt.
No, with they don't play. See ya. They don't bounce a ball.
Guess what their name is, though? The Last Shout. So where do they go afterwards?
So, that's where the trouble starts. Well, what do you want the money for?
What do they need?
They need balls and uniforms because it's only them doing it.
They need balls and uniforms.
No, I don't like it.
Can't they go to Big W and get a ball?
No.
Well, you chip in. Well, you chip in, Heath.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done enough, mate.
Like what?
I look after the kids while she goes.
Oh, boo-hoo, Heath. Sorry. Give
the money to Heath.
It's not bad.
Why?
Give the money to Heath.
What's the big deal with looking after the kids? Your wife does it all the rest of the week.
Problem. He's pretty good.
God.
All right. What else? Paul? Yes, Kendall.
Hello, Paul.
Yes.
What do you need? What's your club?
It's the Bendigo Masters Football Club, over 35.
Boring.
Oh, wait for what he's got to say.
Sorry, Paul. I beg your pardon. Sorry, Paul. Go on.
What do you need?
No, that's right.
One of those splashbacks on the urinal. 35 plus, I'm guessing.
Walking frames, things like that. Yeah. No, we're heading away next weekend to Kooyong. Somewhere over East Gippsland.
What for? Why are you going there? Are you playing there?
No, we're going over there for work and being helped rebuild fences where the fire's been through.
Oh, no, this sounds like a good cause, Paul.
This is another one. You're up there with a guy who wants a defibrillator for his kid at school.
This is really worthy.
All right, Jane, off you go. Oh. Let's see you ignore everything you should be doing.
Listen, it's very clear.
The only way this segment works.
No.
Really.
I'm not going to be a suck. No, listen.
I can't do it, can you?
I can. Listen.
She's got defibrillator written all over
it. No, because I'm sorry to Henry and the primary school, but I'm not classifying that as a sporting club, so I'm giving it to the Dramana Darts Club in Gale.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. I'm appalled by this.
No.
Jane.
Because everybody can ring up and say something. This is for something that is, we're following the steps of the government.
I just think that's hard. Doing, I think
this segment might almost be done.
I think we're done with the pork barrel.
We might have killed it.
People say, what happened to the pork barrel?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was the day Jane didn't give the money to the kid who needed the defibrillator. Defib. That kid die next week.
The federal government should fund that for free.
That's what saved the yellow
wiggles. That's Scott Morrison's department, not mine.
Reading the obituaries if I was you to make sure that you
No, that's not my department.
Influenced.
Primary school's not a sporting club.
Jane,
R.I.P. Pork Barrel. All right, the Song Whisperer right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Jane, the Song Whisperer.
Just before we get there, Adam Rosenbach's coming up in the second 5 hour week in review. It's where they bag up all my bits from the week.
All your best
and
bits.
And we all have a laugh.
And we all just praise you.
Yeah.
Hey, you've done enough. You have. Seriously. The powers that be have called us. Pork Barrel's gone.
Yeah. Killed it.
That's all right. That's about the timing.
The day
it was
Jane
worth.
Kennedy didn't buy a defibrillator.
A primary school's not a sporting club.
Teacher rang up.
No, I stick to the rules. The government doesn't, and I stick to the rules.
What a cow.
Wow.
And also, you can ask for special funding.
All right, on that note, here.
All right, let's pass the hat around.
the song Whisperer.
This transition's going to be pretty rough.
It's the Song Whisperer's
fault. So, another great week for the Song Whisperer. Did you stump anyone this week? You did the first week, but you didn't.
No, everyone got it this week.
How do you think you'll go today?
Let's
go. Synopsis time.
This is tricky.
Triple M's going to love this.
Okay.
This is a song about sex. It attempts to convince you that it's about something else by its exotic title and its overt motor vehicle metaphor. But ultimately, it's just about some dude getting it on.
Jump in my car. Ted Mulry.
Not Ted Mulry.
Can you say getting it on again? For all the ladies in the car?
Remember, ladies, he's not black.
Now he's gone coy on us.
That's right.
Okay. Do it again.
This is a song about sex. It attempts to convince you that it's about something else by its exotic title and its overt motor vehicle metaphor. But ultimately, it's just about some dude getting it on.
Getting it on.
Is it She Bangs?
Ricky Martin.
Not She Bangs.
Take the pressure down.
Take the pressure down.
Rooting in the back of the ute.
Rooting in the back
of the ute. No, not rooting in the back of the ute either.
I think we say rooting in the back of the ute or bat out of hell.
That's right.
Every day.
In the back of the ute.
Okay.
Recently.
We did do that.
You said none of that on mic, by the way.
Yeah, that's that thing you talk into.
I didn't feel like saying it on mic. I thought I'd have it as
right, okay.
Yes.
Two tickets to Faith No More, who are playing across Australia this May. The first headline show in 23 years, by the way. Tickets are on sale now. A lot of them are sold out too, so you can get these tickets by calling up the Song Whisperer and working out what it is.
All right. Can't wait.
Right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Enjoy. This is the last hour of work for the week, and then it's game on.
It's Valentine's Day. For some, and it's who gives a stuff day for others.
For others, go out, have fun, yeah. Do what you want, make your partner happy, all of the above.
And who cares if you don't have a partner? Who cares?
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Go down the knock shop. Do some. Spread some petals around on the bed. Pretend it's romantic. And you're away.
50% of our audience don't want to do that.
All right.
They might have a binge night watching The Crown and
food
go and see.
News is underway. Yes. We'll get to the bottom of that. Week in review. We'll have that up on
blog. We will.
The Song Whisperer will declare what the last song for the week is. But we'll start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Adam Rosenbach was in, news was breaking on the coronavirus.
Still not as bad as half the diseases I've brought back from Thailand. 11 million people locked down in China. They're not allowed out of there. And I always just wonder, what happened to the old saying, what happens in Wuhan stays in Wuhan?
And off the back of his best-selling book, Paris and Other Disappointments, Adam brings a new stand-up show, 100% mostly organic, to this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Please welcome him back now. Adam Rosenbach.
There it is.
I like the name of your new show, Adam.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very good.
Thanks.
What is it again?
100% mostly organic.
What does that mean?
Oh.
It's mostly.
You're a comedian. Don't you have any sense of...
It's just a clever play on words,
satire?
Michael.
Don't you understand things like that?
I guess I'm
mind
head.
You just did knock shop before, so I guess that's about the pitch you're at today.
Well, at least I didn't put a young life in jeopardy by failing to give them a defibrillator.
I want to give a shout-out to my childhood footy club who had a defib there, and if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here right now, so thank you.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
Footy club.
That's right.
Yes, not primary school. Primary schools have got all that stuff.
Do you know when I go
EpiPens? I've got them coming out.
When I go and play squash, I always keep an EpiPen in the top pocket.
When you go and play squash, I think they hire a couple.
No. When I go play
that's
squash,
a John's ambulance. On
they
the
say
outside.
I hire the court closest to the defibrillator. No joking. Hey, do you know today we're getting all these strange radio signals from far away.
Really?
We've got another one. We're getting it from half a billion light years
away. They've been picking it up on space station.
Every 16 days they come around.
What are they trying to say or who's trying to communicate?
I've got one now, Mick. One's coming through. Here it comes.
Oh, hello. Is there anybody out there? Oh, I'm on a strange, cold planet. All on my own.
Is that John Michael Housen?
Is that John Michael Housen?
On another planet.
How do you get that?
Half a billion lights away. It's a strange dark planet.
Uncanny.
Hey, do you want to go out the Song Whisperer?
I thought it might have been Backseat of My Cadillac, Hot Chocolate.
That's a great song. I love a bit of Hot Chocolate.
Dave, no. Well, we don't have a Song Whisperer here, but obviously you have
Song Whisperer.
Inside information.
I do. I know what it is now, so no.
Keep those calls, 1-3-3-5-3.
He's very mystique.
I had to have a tradie come to my house today.
Okay.
And I never know
what department?
To fix my Foxtel, actually.
that's emergency. I call that emergency.
It was an emergency.
That is. You
is
need
that a tradie, though?
Yeah. I suppose they are. They're a technician of some sort.
And have you got like a dish or are you...
I don't know, mate. There's a little thing that plugs into the wall and that's
you're
my...
not the same as Mick, are you? Is this
got the latest
worrying
box? Have you got the latest box?
I don't.
What colour's your screen? Mine's still orange.
Yeah, I'm orange.
Yeah,
I'm still orange.
Do you know what they did? Foxtel took all our movies off us. So it's a way to get you to upgrade you to a bigger box. It impossible that there's no film
you.
Library. There's no film library.
Like your parents, so, they restrict you.
Mick, you know what the great news is, though? You and I both have Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Which is
a far
excellent. Better
it is great.
Is that right?
Simpsons.
So the tradie rocked up this morning.
I'm 45% Pocahontas. I took the DNA test. I don't know how it happened, but I am. Okay, so what happened with you?
Well, the tradie rocked up and actually saw him pull up in the street because I live in a first floor apartment. And he arrived, he was shirtless. He drove up shirtless and got out of the car and popped his top on. I'm like, oh, mate, I've seen porn. That's not how it works.
That is a really, you've got to do it when you're in the crappy lounge room.
Why is he driving shirtless in his car?
I don't know.
Did you ask him?
No, I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring
it up. It's an awkward thing to bring up, isn't it?
It is.
Driving around without a shirt on, then pops it on muggy. To go and do your business.
It was a muggy morning.
It was like 9 in the morning, though.
It was humid.
So what type of shirt did he have on?
Well, I do that on the way to school,
just
sure.
A polo.
Was it a Foxtel polo?
It was a Foxtel polo. Yeah.
But he's
getting around.
Okay, so did you have a bad, weird vibe when he came in then?
Well, so when he first came in, the first thing he did before he wanted to do anything, he wanted to use the toilet.
Oh, what do I say about this?
No, you're not happy about it.
I'm not happy about it. I'm like, mate, maybe
go
he's
to
up
McDonald's
on
McDonald's on the way.
Yeah, he's up on the Dare Ice Coffees. Don't
he's
load up.
Yes.
So he goes in there. I'm not in a particularly big apartment.
I bet she's taking his shirt off again. Yeah. I'll bet he's got in there.
I could hear his phone. He's taking his time. He's playing Candy Crush or something in there. So I've got to turn the tally on because I don't want to hear him. And then
you've got
which
no Foxtel.
Which doesn't work properly.
You've got no Foxtel.
Yeah, so it's not working properly.
But he's not doing number twos, is he?
Yeah, he was in there for a good 5 or 6 minutes.
Wow.
He's the cable guy. He's laying cable.
Yeah. So I think it was his first port of call for the day. I reckon his wife goes, mate, you don't do it in this house. You go to wherever you're going first and you do it there.
These guys,
you don't put your shirt on here either. You put your shirt, just put your pants
double weird.
On and get out.
These guys know my views on that.
So you're not a
every
fan?
Tradie in town knows my views.
Okay, this is how bizarre she is. Have you noticed this? And I meant to bring this up earlier, but you'll remember the handicapped toilet incident?
Yes.
Where someone from security burst into the handicapped toilet.
Well, Jane deliberately didn't lock the door.
Jane was sitting on the with her phone going through her messages.
I was calling an Uber.
Hey, this guy's still in a fetal position. Downstairs.
It's honestly the most embarrassing moment of my
life.
Well,
if you go in there now, there's a shower curtain up. So that if you
courtesy
don't
curtain.
Lock
yep.
the door,
courtesy
it's a kissy curtain. Well, I thought that, or maybe it's just there so you can have a shower on one side and go on the toilet on the other.
But that was your bizarre. You came in and you said, do you think they put the curtain so someone has a shower and the other person go to the toilet? I said, in an office.
Yeah, that's a weird office.
No,
space.
No, weird. That's not
but
cool.
I think they should be taught that at TAFE to hold on. Like, because I actually
that's
think,
true.
I think the poo jogger was a considerate tradie. So he's going, I'm not going to do it in the house. I'll just do it outside.
I have very strong views on that, Rosie.
So me and my apartment have got to go to Christmas Island for 2 weeks. We're in quarantine.
I like it. Hold that thought. We're going to come back with more of Adam Rosenbarks.
You got it.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Rosenbarks is with us. His new comedy show, 100% Mostly Organic, coming to the Melbourne Comedy Festival, comedyfestival.com.au, from the 7th to the 18th of April. That'll be huge.
All original?
Mostly. Mostly. There's a lot of your stuff in there. I like it. I like your gear.
No, because last time you did a best of, which was always good to see.
Yes.
But I always love it when the comics have to. It's not easy an hour of new stand-up.
No, and I've been running new stuff and... Geez, it's up and down. There's a lot of misses.
It's never funny the first time.
But it's a long time to sit and keep people captive and keep them laughing.
Yes. Yes, it is, Joan.
Hey, excuse me, guys. So we've got another radio impulse,
really?
A signal from half a billion light years away. Wow. It's just coming through.
Hello. Nate Walker from National Cars. Call your nearest National Car store or book online at nationalcars.com.au.
Oh, that's a valuable message.
That's amazing.
Well, if you've got to send it 500 million light years.
Yeah, they deliver a long way.
What a guy. That's
all right, mate. Are you, Valentine's Day, do anything? Jane got me a present for Valentine's Day.
What did you get him?
Well, it's a blue vase because
I thought it was going to be the vagina candle.
He really did. He's slightly disappointed.
When I saw her bring out the bag, I went, oh, my God.
You're worried.
I bet you I know what this is.
Because it's not. She's not joking. She said it.
You don't want to get downwind of that candle.
Did she use it for birthdays? Like, if for 100th, that's going to be like, you don't want to be at that.
I said, make a wish. I wish I wasn't blowing out a candle that smells like.
I'm going to be great at carols by candlelight. That'd be a bit of fun. Or, like, when do you use it? Because, you know.
Exactly.
You know when you're selling a house, they say you should bake some cookies to make it smell welcoming and stuff. What if you burn that candle? Like, do you walk in and just go, wow, this reminds me of being born?
Or a brothel.
Or a brothel.
Sorry.
What are you saying? She puts it about a bit.
Jane.
See, you're hard on other women.
So you can say stuff and I can't.
What do you... I'm fascinated by Gwyneth.
Defibrillator, that's all you need. You killed a kid on
that. I have not.
Right.
I'm fascinated by Gwyneth because she had a few years ago, Jane, if you remember this, she suggested that ladies should steam their vaginas.
Yes.
And I remember seeing that and just going, it's a vagina, not a dim sim. Like,
correct.
Don't,
and
don't
some people did it with a kettle, so that's stupid. She goes to
someone burned themselves.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there's people already, even women are idiots.
I'm just going to pop the kettle on.
Wooshka.
Okay.
But that's what I'm wondering is how does it get in there? Because, like, I'm
you don't want to think too much about it.
No, you're not open 24/7. You're not a Snap Fitness, right? Like, women don't go down water slides and just fill up.
I don't even understand that concept, but it's creeping me out.
What else has she got going down there at Coop? Doesn't she have like a vibrator necklace?
Yeah, it's a Vespa vibrator necklace for $149. It's got a diamond. Well, it's not a real diamond, obviously, but it is a gold metal vibrator that you wear around your neck.
There you go.
So if you're a bit bored, like I'm now, you could just push and
you're away.
And you're away if you want to. And actually, I'm not bored with you, Rosie.
Thank you.
Maybe with Mick.
You pop it back on?
Pop it back on. No one will ever know. I think everybody's gone mad. She went mad with her jade eggs.
It's Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. You know what?
Are you keen on anyone? Is there any girl you like? Can I help in any department?
No, nothing's happening at the moment.
Can I set you up? Can I be
you can set me up.
Matchmaker like Emma. That's what the movie Emma's about. She's a matchmaker.
Here she goes. Please. Go down the street.
A matchmaker.
I'd love that.
It's not going to happen. What else have you noticed?
I've been watching a lot of TV. I watch a lot of sports, see the same ads, and there's this one ad in particular that's really annoyed me of late, and I think everyone's seen this ad, so have a listen to this.
Which one of you is Eugene?
Oh. I'm Eugene.
Do you know what? Now I get it.
You get it.
That's
the Jim Beam ad we're talking about. What do you get?
Well, it's Spartacus. But see, I'm a girl. I never watched Spartacus.
It's only occurring to you now.
Because I never watched Spartacus. Who would?
But I don't understand the logic of that ad. Like, if he's found the guy's wallet, there's a fair chance you know who Eugene is.
That's what I thought too.
Like, you're going through his wallet and just you go, I'm not looking at his license. That's an invasion of privacy.
So you're saying you should be able to identify him?
Well, yeah, you got the license. You go, oh, you're Eugene. Here's your wallet, buddy.
Right. It's that easy.
And if you don't know who Eugene is, if he hasn't got a license for whatever reason, he's lost it or whatever, then
how many Jim Beams have you had when you're thinking about this, Rosie?
I'm a Woodstock man.
I'd like a Woodstock candle.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Not like Woodstock. Yeah, hey, Coke. What about the best bourbon ad ever was the... I'm going to get in trouble for this. But you know the guy's in the queue for the bar.
Oh, yeah, and I remember that.
Six permanent cakes and two. Six permanent cakes. He goes to the barmaid who's got the biggest cans you've ever seen and it's with cougars.
Cougars.
He goes, two cougars, thanks.
That was brilliant, wasn't it?
That is bring it back, I say. Oh, no, you wouldn't
you
be allowed now.
Couldn't do that.
Oh, this world's stuffed.
You'd probably get in trouble.
It's too hard.
Gigs, what do you got? Where can people see you?
So basically, I'm just setting myself up for Comedy Festival, so I'm only doing 12 shows. So
all right, so that's in April, and people can look forward to seeing you there for your show 100% mostly organic. Absolutely. I love
you're bloody funny. I'll be there. It'll be great.
And I'll be there
Thank
too.
You.
Good on you.
Well on, Rosie.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
All right, Jay, give us the synopsis again, please.
This is a song about sex. It attempts to convince you that it's about something else by its exotic title and its overt motor vehicle metaphor. But ultimately, it's just about some dude getting it on.
The best songs. That's what they're about. And what a romantic notion on this Valentine's Day. Paul's on the line. Paul, what's your guess?
Blister in the sun.
Oh.
Violent Femmes. Is that about sex?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Why can't I? I mean, it's...
What's it say?
Well...
I've never listened.
Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't...
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right,
I was hoping it wasn't that bit.
All right, I get the idea.
Okay.
But what's not blister correct. In the sun?
Not correct,
what's
Paul.
What's the reference of blister in the sun?
Like his love light, well, it's popped open and it's weeping and it's gone good.
Oh, jeez, what are you talking about now?
Write that down.
A blister in the sun.
Who? Kate's on the line. Kate, what do you think it is?
I'm not 100% sure, is it Mustang Sally? All you wanna
do is ride. Oh, this kind of works.
That's very sexual.
Mustang is
ride along
you,
Sally.
Kate, I reckon you're on it. Yes.
No.
Oh.
Oh, what? No. Give Kate a prize anyway. Kate, you got a Valentine's Day slab of Brick Lane.
Happy Valentine's Day.
The girls like the pale ale. I'll give you the pale ale.
Perfect.
As
You'll
opposed to the lager, which is my favourite.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But
Thank you so much.
And I'll tell you what, we might give away too.
That's
I'll tell
a good
you,
idea.
Tell you what. Why not? Because it's Valentine's Day and Kate was so close.
Kate, Mick loves you.
Two tickets. Two tickets to Between the Tanks with Tim Rogers.
Are you in Melbourne there? In Melbourne area, that's all.
No, I'm in Melbourne this week, though.
You can go. Bang.
Sorted.
It's on this weekend.
It's Brick Lane. It's Saturday, February 15th, between the tanks. Tim Rogers, two tickets. That's you. Go for it.
Well done.
All right. On your Brick Lane for doing that. That sounds great.
Justin.
How you going, mate?
Who do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, my God.
That fits the profile when you said...
No, it's not. I think you can. Can I? Have we got the beep version?
I hope so.
We can play a bit.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hey.
Wow. Okay.
Is it Nine Inch Nails?
Sorry, Justin.
Was close, but no cigar. Elizabeth, this one's popular. We've had a few suggestions for this. Go.
Okay, so the first song I thought of was Prince, Little Red Corvette.
What a great song.
Is that a metaphor, or is he really driving a little red Corvette? A metaphor for sex.
It on.
A little red Corvette.
About getting it on in the little red Corvette.
It's like a candle.
Oh, God.
No, it's not it, Elizabeth. Thanks for the call. Paul's on the line. Paul,
I love this song.
What is it?
Hello, guys.
How are you?
What do you got?
Is it Radar Love?
Radar Love.
Yes, it involves driving. When she is lonely and the longing gets too much,
she sends a cable coming in from above. Well. Don't need a lot of love. We've got a thing, and I suppose we are love. That's enough. That's enough.
Oh my God, I thought that might be.
Come on, we need to get closer now. Wayne, you've got this. What is it?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. What is it?
Is it Kickstart My Heart?
I wish it was Motley Crue.
Yikes.
Another one. Yes.
Is it Kickstart My Heart?
That was a good strip song.
Sorry, Wayne.
Wrong.
What?
Oh, my God. Hang on.
Finally, Maria, come on. Here we go.
Hey, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I think you might be onto something
here.
I'm here
too, Maria, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Love you, Jane.
Thank you. We're having a Valentine's Day moment, me and Maria. Maria, what do you think it is?
I think it's Panama by Van Halen.
Is that about car references?
Exotic title. Got the feel for the wheel, keep the moving parts clean. Maria, you are correct.
Absolutely right.
Let's go.
Brilliant.
You got two tickets to go see Faith No More.
I never knew what that song was about. I thought it was about the country, Panama.
Are we going to play it?
Right now. Faith No More playing across Australia this May. Tickets available on sale right now. Presented by Kennedy Molloy.
It's a car.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Are you already at Bublé?
I'm thinking about some of the songs that I'll be hearing tomorrow night. A little bit of... I just haven't met
you yet. Yeah, I love that song.
Jeez. What about you? You've had a free think about your defibrillator debacle?
Don't dwell on that.
It's the end of it. Pork barrel's gone.
You've killed it. Yeah.
You've killed it. But you may have killed a child.
That's a ridiculous thing to accuse me of. I won't have it.
Would you like to put your money hand into your own pocket?
No, you're really ridiculous to keep going on about this, and you are loving it.
I can't believe how
you're
hard
loving
you
it.
Were.
Oh, you didn't think I was. You thought I would be. If I'd picked it, you would have gone, "Oh, you suck! Of course you've done that. Oh, sick kid. Oh, school. You're such
a." That's the second impersonation you've done of me this week.
Not bad.
The other one. I prefer the other one. You've got the other one there.
What was that? Was that
impersonation of you?
Impersonation of me. It was very mean. Don't worry about it now, Dave. All right, it'll be all right.
Hey, we've got our week in review right now, guys. Matty Dow in the Department of Pots and Pans. He sits in a dark room and he listens to the show and he pulls all the best bits together.
Oh, yeah.
And here it is.
We kicked off the week on the eve of Australian cricket's Night of Nights and we're joined by the top awards namesake, Alan Border.
Are you allowed to have a couple? I would have thought it could get a bit loose.
No, look, I have recurring nightmares about doing something stupid.
Where's the trouble likely to come from?
Well, I remember Michael Slater jumped off the stage one year with...
He did a Kanye West. He ran onto the stage.
Denise Scott gave us a glimpse into life after 39 years of marriage.
Yeah, we haven't got kids. We've got nothing to live for. You know what I mean? So John looked at me and said, it's our anniversary. And I went, is it? And then we just stared at one another and just kept repeating, 39 years. God! John said, do you want to go to a movie? I went, nah. Then he said, what about I make you an Aperol Spritz? So we have a bucket of Aperol Spritz and toast.
What are you, on schoolies week?
We just went back to bed and within seconds we're...
Tuesday, the all-important, most powerful women in Australian FM radio list was released.
You've managed to get from, was it ninth last year?
I was a bit disappointed last year.
So you're now number six. Who can you topple?
If I see Bickmore, she's number four and I'm number six, I'll cut her. Keller, she's dead to me. Kate Ritchie, I've known Kate for a long time. And you know what, Kate? Might be time to, you know, go back to acting.
What do you rate more highly, your six in radio or your 94 in Maxim's Hot 100?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. It's so difficult.
Stage, screen and comedy legend Jason Alexander joined us ahead of his national tour. Though, oddly, his first visit to Oz was for Bryn Gordon and Jeffrey Edelston's wedding.
I think I had to get up and give a toast to two people I had never met. And I can't believe those kids didn't make it. They were so... It was such a fairy tale romance.
Oh, yeah.
The moment he realised George from Seinfeld was Larry David's alter ego.
A script came to the table and it just seemed preposterous to me.
Yeah.
So I went to Larry and I said, Larry, please help me with this because this would never happen. But if it did, nobody would react like this. And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. This happened to me and this is exactly what I did.
And the story behind the iconic...
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
...scene.
Up until the day of, there was a different ending and it wasn't that. We did the scene as written and then they had a little powwow and Larry came over to me and said, how quickly can you learn a monologue? I said, and he wrote this thing and it was brilliant.
You didn't rehearse it?
Because the audience was already there.
Right.
We ran it once for the cameras, but the audience couldn't see it. And then they pulled the curtain away and we did it one time for the audience and that's the take that's
wow.
Jane had a bizarre dream about Mick.
You had pulled up in a car and you don't drive now, so that was weird. You kept urging me to get in your car.
Yes.
And I've looked it up. It says,
get in the car.
Represents a direction you're headed in, you're losing your motivation or feeling directionless.
So the vehicle is Kennedy Malloy.
And you're urging me to
there,
stay.
And you're going,
and
no.
I'm just lumbered with you.
I want to go do Studio 10.
Mick arrived Wednesday sporting an accidental new look.
Had a beard for ages.
I've had a beard for ages. I'm clean
shaven. And the reason why you are beardless?
So I went into the bathroom and I went to use a clippers, but I forgot to put the guard on.
So you just went Wooshka the whole lot?
A minute, not straight away. I went through all the usuals. The Hitler, the chaplain, the David Niven, your bikey, goatee. I mean, once you're going, you're committed, yeah. You may as well have a run at them all.
And listeners were quick to offer feedback on our socials.
They really want the beard back.
My feelings are very hurt.
Tezdook said, looks like someone shoved a bike pump in his mouth and blew his head off.
The relaxed runner says, chin's up, mate.
Oh, sorry, Dave. I didn't realise you were involved in this.
Reading the comments.
Tom Bellard updated us on his cousin's delayed kitchen renovations.
They have a delightful dog named Maxie, who's 12 years old. And I was like, hey, what are you waiting for a renovation? He said, I'm waiting for Maxie to die.
And what's that? How's the dog's death connected to renovating
a
kitchen?
When they do the renovations, they'll leave the house, they'll go somewhere else. It's a bit of a hassle with the dog, and the dog will be running around and get very scared.
The dog's days are numbered. No. I would have thought 12 was a good innings.
But it's already
it seems
12,
harsh, but then I realised, well, I'm waiting to buy a house, I'm waiting for my parents to die. So
our resident budget-conscious romantic, Dange, was splashing out this Valentine's Day.
This year, me and Mrs. Dangerous are going to go see Michael Bublé.
That's very nice.
Yes.
So obviously you've gone out, queued up, and bought these tickets.
That would have cost a lot.
No.
Oh, you got free tickets?
Wow. My good friends at Warner Music have come through.
Legend of the rock scene, Alice Cooper joined us and shared tales from a remarkable career, including the time he appeared on The Muppet Show.
I never had so much fun in my life.
Yeah.
You're rehearsing so much with the Muppets that they become people. So I'm sitting there with Miss Piggy.
Were you drinking heavily at this stage?
No, I'm telling you, I'm sitting there with Miss Piggy and we're rehearsing and I said, Piggy, I said, be a great idea if you like put your head on my shoulder. Oh. Am I there? She goes, oh, that's a good idea. And pretty soon I realize I'm talking to a guy's hand and a piece of felt. But she's reacting exactly the way a human
does. That's the way it should
be. And then, you know, like Kermit comes in and pretty soon he was getting a little mad because she was coming on to me.
He attempted to clear up the infamous chicken incident.
I know I didn't bring the chicken.
You didn't bring the chicken.
Now, I've never been on a farm in my life. I'm from Detroit. It had wings. Chickens don't fly as much as they plummet. The audience tore it to pieces. And the next thing you know, Alice Cooper kills chicken. Now, Frank Zappa calls me. He says, did you kill a chicken on stage last night? And I went, no. He goes, well, don't tell anybody. They love it.
Oh.
Right there, I went,
Aha.
But we finish a massive week on Kennedy Molloy with this important public safety message from none other than the man himself.
Here's something you have to worry about. Okay?
Okay.
I'm writing this down.
I'm thinking about Australia, and I'm looking up where the fire is. Where are the snakes going?
Correct.
Somewhere in your sewers, there's millions of snakes. They're going towards Sydney and
You're
Melbourne.
You're the first person who's brought that up, actually.
So we see rattlers every day in Arizona.
Oh, wow.
And we literally pick them up with our putter and put them out in the desert.
But will they kill you, a rattler?
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, it is. Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, thanks to Makita and the range of cordless garden tools from Makita's cordless power
girls,
garden range.
Guys,
what
a great Valentine's Day gift.
For girls and guys to give
Happy
each other.
Happy Valentine's Day. What is it? It's Makita's
turbo blower.
Oh, baby. Right,
you know, you've imagined me.
Slow motion in a big pile of leaves with the jumper bra.
Was it overalls?
No,
or was
you're
it,
kind of Daisy Dukes. Okay. The Daisy Dukes.
Cheeky little shorts. And are they khaki or are they denim?
They're khaki.
All right.
Of course they're khaki. Okay. They're tradie. They've got to have a hint of tradie.
Can you see a hint of my lacy bra?
Yeah, well.
Or is that going too far?
Well, I'm imagining it now. Now, but what about, who was the one, Tomb Raider?
Oh, yes.
Lara Croft.
Yeah. Lara Croft.
Lara Croft with a Makita. Yeah.
I've always wanted
that's
to be
every
like
man's
that.
Dream.
Hair in a ponytail.
Oh, ready to go. Then you take it off
with a cordless hedge trimmer.
With a cordless hedge trimmer, and then you take the ponytail because that's what you're after in the first place.
Yeah.
All right.
You see, Makita keeps giving. Have we got a Makita
it's Friday, it's Friday. It's Makita Day.
Oh, my God.
So what you do is you've got all weekend. You give you out for Valentine's Day dinner.
Yep.
Happy Valentine's Day. There's your Makita.
Tick.
Then you've got all week outdoors
in
the garden.
So you can get up early.
In tune with nature. Mm. And you're outdoors and you're humming.
What is the Makita song today?
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I can't wait. And together we'll be
fine. Makita. Different strokes. Makita. Wow.
Is it?
I did not see that one coming.
Is it like a two-stroke reference, but you don't need petrol? You only use cordless?
That's it.
Is this a Lemonheads?
It certainly is
a
Lemonheads.
What a way to boot it home.
You got it. Thanks, makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
It's been a huge week. Missed any of the shows this week. You can catch up this weekend with the podcast. Download that through the app. And enjoy more of Kennedy Molloy in your ear for the weekend.
It has been a massive week. Well done to Matty Dow for putting our week in review together. He also had a big week too. He did two great introductions for two of the best guests we've ever had.
Yeah.
Yep.
So go and have a lie down, Matty. Well done, buddy.
Thanks to all our team for this week.
Yes.
I'm going to the amazing concert that's been organised by the Dainty organisation as well, TG Dainty, and it is the Firefight Australia concert. Queen... The lineup's incredible.
Sure.
There is Delta Goodrum, Tina Arena.
Alice Cooper. Yeah. Queen.
Michael Bublé.
I said that.
John Farnham, Olivia Newton-John. It's a huge concert. It's going to go for about 10 hours.
Yeah.
And 140,000 people are set to enter into ANZ Stadium throughout. They've got the tickets for it. Don't worry, you won't miss out.
All right.
Because you can watch on Channel 7 and Foxtel will be live streaming. And if you want to donate and you can get great T-shirts too, you go to firefightaustralia.com to support it. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to report from it and tell you all.
Are you going
to
do a fundraiser for the small child who needs a defibrillator who rang up and said during Pork Barrel, can we have we need some money for a kid.
Appalling coming from you
and
telling me.
And you went, no, you gave it to someone for a darts board instead. And I know you pretty well, but even I'm shocked by your decision making today.
I told you the rules were. I'm not like the federal government. I stick to the rules, and I said if it was a sporting club,
could have a really messy scene on your hands.
Well, you never know what happens with that defibrillator and that school.
Oh,
what are you saying?
You're up to something.
I might be up.
Hey, there he is. You've got it, little kitty.
You know that I am.
You're a soft touch.
A soft touch.
Hey,
but
by the way,
you don't know what's going to happen.
Between the Tanks with Tim Rogers, it's a Brick Lane special. That's my beer. Saturday, that's tomorrow, at the Brick Lane Brewery.
That'll
be
great.
If you're around town, go along. He's rock and roll royalty. He's
awesome.
Triple M royalty.
No,
he is. Oh, totally.
He's now Brick Lane royalty. What are you doing, Dave?
Oh, he's going to Bublé.
Yeah, a little... I just had
Mate.
Have you got another song? We've heard that over and over.
Is that anyone you know?
Pretty much. He does a lot of Frank Sinatra
home?
Songs.
What's about the song Going Home?
Sure.
That's a sad one.
Are you going to sit when you get home?
Bedroom. Hey, we have a massive week on the show next week, guys. You're going to talk about Queen. Adam Lambert is going to join us in studio.
Oh, Ross Noble's show. Don't forget to watch it on ABC Saturday night.
9:20 Saturday. ABC is our guest. It's bloody funny stuff. You need to watch it.
See you Monday.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up, powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.